We're trying to figure out what's going to happen now that the Patriots have filed tampering charges against the Texans for trying to hire away Nick Caserio to be the new Houston general manager. What is this brilliant question from a listener about this whole situation?
This guy asked, and I lost it already. Here we go. A very simple and basic question was, why don't you ask Easterby how he flew up to New England for the ring ceremony in the Caserio meeting? And I think what he's leading to is, all right, was he sent up there on a private jet? My quick answer would probably be no. Even if he was on official business, they're not going to send him up there on the private jet. That's when Easterby flying first class, I'm sure, is just like is nice enough. But I suppose if the Texans paid for the trip, then all of a sudden it becomes a business trip, does it not? Easterby shouldn't be getting paid to fly up to New England. Yeah. So that'd be the question is, obviously the private jet would be above and beyond. I don't think they would do it even if they were sending him on official business.
I don't think so. That would be a big ask. It's like you're hired by, think about this, you're hired by a new company. Your old company has a big ceremony, and since you were a valued employee, you were invited to this ceremony. I'm not going to ask my new boss, my owner, hey, can I use your private jet, especially when the other company is a competitor. Yeah.
Plus, by the way, look, I'm not above digging into stuff like this. The tail number for at least the jet that was used, or the tail number that was used for Ed Reed in that flight, I got the tail number off of that one.
Okay.
And I think you can transfer it to new airplanes. I imagine the Texans probably have a new airplane since then. If not, that tail number is still registered to an RCM. So it's a Bob McNair Corporation of some sort.
So do you know where it is?
No, it won't. It is not available for public tracking per request from the owner-operator.
Okay.
The owner's got wise to the fact that people are tracking them. It's like, you're a multi-billionaire, but everybody in America can know exactly where you are all the time.
All right, there's a big question about this whole Nick Caserio thing. And I want to present it through the latest on this whole tampering deal. This is Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network today, this morning, on what the deal is right now between the Texans and Patriots and what a solution could look like.
As the Texans GM search stalls, the league is going to investigate and see if the Texans did anything unethical or against the rules in their pursuit of Caserio. One possible solution could be the teams exchanging draft pick compensation for Caserio to go from New England to a potential new home in Houston.
All right, so this is the big question. Let's say we can get Nick Caserio here. Everybody seems to love him in New England. He has rave reports across the NFL.
Right.
What would we be willing to give up to get Nick Caserio here?
So, just to make all this go away?
And hire him.
And hire him. Oh, I'm right there at $3 million a year. I'm
talking about pick, oh, draft pick.
I know, but you said hire him.
Well, like, I don't care about the money. I'm talking about hire him. I don't care about the money. The money, that's Cal McNamara's money. That's whatever. I'm talking about the draft pick. What Rapport just said.
Yeah, that's what I was asking. Okay. Not a first rounder. But the Jets got a first rounder for Belichick?
Yes.
Okay, but they already had him. They had him, like, wrested away from them. They had, like,
Yeah, that seemed like a clear inducing a breach of contract.
Like, they actually had, right, yeah, like he actually just stepped away from a job. It wasn't like he was a free agent or could have, it was for a lateral move.
Yes.
That was a lateral move where this is actually a move up. I'm willing to part with a third rounder for Caserio.
I think so, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know it's a lot to give up. But if this guy is so great at what he does...
What if they want Clowney?
No, I'm not giving him Clowney. I got to play him this year. I'm not giving him Clowney.
What if we give up Clowney and that's a deal breaker for Caserio? He's like, whoa, hold on a second. Well, I thought I was coming to a team that had Clowney on it. Screw
now,
that.
You say that probably slightly in jest.
Yeah.
But... If O'Brien's not a huge fan of Cloudy, could you see him being like, all right, you got him.
If Caserio were genuinely the GM, as people pointed out on Twitter, then he would be able to approve this move in sending Caserio off. So the Patriots trying to act like Caserio is the GM is bunk. I agree with our last our guest, which is
Doug Hyde.
It doesn't seem like something the Patriots would do unless they had evidence. Like the Patriots don't like getting the law involved. You know, for obvious reasons, the law hasn't been so kind to them. This is like somebody that's on probation or something calling the police to his house. He doesn't want the law there, like because it invites all kinds of other inquiries and everything. So I feel like the Patriots. must feel like they have something. Maybe they don't. Maybe they're ill-advised, but they must feel like they have something.
Well, let's say, well, if they have something, then that's a terrible look for the Texans.
Now,
no?
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
You're a law school graduate. Are you a lawyer yet?
I'm a law school graduate.
Wouldn't you call yourself a lawyer after you pass the bar?
I think so.
Okay. They don't tell you that, do they?
They don't really tell you that.
I've asked lawyers this before, and I don't think anybody really knows the answer.
I don't think anybody actually knows the answer yet.
So you're a law school graduate. What if the Patriots file this grievance frivolously just to try to gum up the process? Could they then be accused of tampering? Well, like if the Texans, let's say the NFL finds that the Texans were above board, they had no evidence of tampering. You could have circumstantial evidence that you want, but there's no evidence of tampering. The Texans filed their request to speak to Casario, and the Patriots flip the hell out, go bat bleep crazy, file this grievance. And what if it turns out like a frivolous grievance? Well, are they then tampering with the Texans' operations?
I don't think they're. I don't know if I'd use the word tampering in that case. I know like in the real court of law, like you could file a motion for sanctions.
Okay.
A pretty high burden to clear, I think, if you're filing that. Like the other side truly has to be like filing frivolous stuff with like no evidence whatsoever. This is obviously the NFL court, which is not like a real court.
And plus, that's to be clear on your last scenario, that's if the Texans actually got caught for tampering and. The Texans could get punished for tampering and lose the draft pick without getting Casario,
which is a disaster.
Right.
Which would be a disaster. But also, what I'm wondering, Seth, is when we look at this whole situation, to kind of simplify things, Mike and Seth on a Thursday, we're discussing the tampering charges filed Wednesday by the Patriots against the Texans. What if it's this, that the situation is complicated, that Nick Casario is a high-level employee with the Patriots, but they really want to keep him, but they can't make him the general manager because Bill Belichick is in the freaking building, and it's just complicated enough to where you can't definitively say, yeah, the Patriots will not be able to reject interview requests for Casario for a better job, but just to make this whole thing easier,
right.
If Casario wants to go to the Texans, Goodell steps in and he's like, all right, how can we just make this clean? Let's exchange a draft pick or so to make this all just kind of go away.
Right.
Does that make sense what I just laid
out?
That
makes sense. So it's almost like it's a plea deal.
Yeah, kind of.
Or you're compromising. You're just saying, all right, well, this is the deal. And at that point, Goodell's almost just an arbitrator or a mediator, and he's just figuring this out. Like, how do we make both sides happy here?
Sure.
Okay. Then I'd give up a third round pick for him.
I think so too.
I also wonder too. I don't know. It's funny. I was thinking about this last night. So I went to NFL.com and ESPN.com just to see whether this moves the meter anywhere else. I'm not so sure this even moves the needle in Boston. For one, they had an NHL championship the cup to worry about last night. So I don't know if this is really registering anywhere other than here, where it's obviously for very good reasons. It's a big deal.
It's a big deal. It was a top story on NFL.com last night.
So my question is, I wonder how would this shake out if people actually cared about it? Would people
in Boston?
Would people? No, not in Boston. Just in general, like the average NFL fan, are they upset that the Patriots are going to the law and acting like they're the ones that are victims? Do people take the Texans' side in this?
I'm not sure.
Is this two just people feuding? I don't know. I feel like we should get the benefit of the doubt because we're going up against the Patriots here, the evil empire.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Plus, we all should want the Patriots to die a very slow or quick death, however you want to put it.
But I also live in fear of, like, retribution from the Patriots. That after Spygate, they went undefeated in the regular season.
Yep.
They just went on an absolute terror. And then after Deflategate as well, they've done all right since then.
One of the things I'm wondering, Seth, this morning about this tampering charge is the McNairs have always been a very proud family, and a lot of people criticize the fact that they are not willing to take more chances on players and the way they run their organization. I can't imagine that Janice and Cal McNair are thrilled with their team being in the limelight for the wrong reasons. Now, maybe they feel what the Patriots are doing is frivolous, in which case they probably don't care all that much. But in general, I've been here for nearly 9 years, and I can't imagine that Janice and Cal are thrilled with their franchise being accused of tampering.
Well, I'll tell you one thing that they do remember up in Boston. It's when you and I were talking to Bob McNair, and you asked Bob McNair what would have happened if the Texans had found themselves in the same situation as Deflategate.
Yep.
And Bob McNair famously replied, JJ wouldn't have thrown away the cell phone.
He wouldn't have destroyed the cell phone.
And, like, people remember that up in Boston.
Yes.
They like, bring that up when the Texans play the Patriots. So I wonder if, like, this almost feels like, I wonder if the Patriots have some remaining bad blood over Deflategate, because they looked at, Bob McNair was a powerful member of a lot of committees of the NFL at that point.
Yep.
And maybe they felt betrayed by Bob McNair and Deflategate. And maybe that's wrapped up in this too, that somehow they're kind of lashing back at the Texans. If I were the McNairs right now, honestly, like, what I would advise them is to not sweat this. Like, this is a pittance. This is small scratch in terms of things that can go wrong in the NFL. And to me, it feels like a whole lot of pettiness out of the Patriots more than anything else. If you're going to sit here and tell me that the Patriots have never had a discussion with people that they weren't supposed to have, like Bill Belichick, who has altered and changed entire game plans on a Saturday morning before,
yep,
just did that out of thin air, you know, to hear some players talk about, like, the way the Patriots come by information and then change an entire game plan. This is, it feels like, on the moral compass, it barely moves my needle.
My advice to the Texans would be, don't do anything. There's no rush to do anything. There's no rush to hire a new general manager. Because say what you will about the firing of Brian Gain, it's June. It's the middle of June. There's no rush on anything. Training camp's in a month and a half. The GM doesn't have to do anything right now.
Right.
Nothing. You have Chris Olsen running things. You don't have to rush anything. Just wait. Hold your water.
And by the way, a listener brings this up. And please, honestly, there is no stupid question. There is no dumb suggestion for this stuff. There's so many different angles to it. But just the very simple premise that, look, Brian Gain is a disgruntled employee at this point. Is there a possibility that Brian Gain gave the Patriots a call himself? I would have.
Well,
it
if
would
I,
make sense, wouldn't it?
If I'm Gain, I would never do that, because I got to worry about the 3.5 years left on my contract.
Oh, that's a good point. Do you think there's like a confidentiality agreement or anything? Or
I would be very nervous to do anything like that.
Okay, so,
I mean, think about
so
it.
It's
like,
unlikely that Brian Gain was like, "Well, screw you guys, I'm going to tell the Patriots exactly what's going on."
That would surprise me a lot. Okay. I mean, think about it. If you got fired from a company and you knew you were getting paid for 3.5 years. Like, I wouldn't do anything. I would just
already got a job offer.
Well, yeah, and then
his contract might be that the Texans don't pay him if somebody else is paying him.
I'm guessing what would really happen is, since he was paid as a GM, they'd probably just kind of make up the difference, essentially.
Yeah.
But yeah, if I'm Gain, I would not do something like that.
I'll tell you what, Mike, I'm going to be a bad disgruntled employee someday.
Yeah?
Yeah, I put myself in a lot of these positions, and I'm like, oh, I'm bringing hell with me.
I like it.
I will burn bridges on the way out. Yeah.